Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Opioids are widely used in the treatment of pain. Meredith Noble from the ECRI Institute in the United States describes a new Cochrane review of their benefits and harms for patients with non-cancer pain.
Opioids are a class of drugs that work by binding to and blocking pain receptors in the brain and spinal cord. In our Cochrane review, we summarize the evidence on their use when administered for at least 6 months to patients with chronic non-cancer pain. This allows us to investigate the controversial issue of whether opioids are safe and effective long-term for patients with chronic non-cancer pain. We started work on this review at the request of the Mayday Fund, a nonprofit foundation sponsoring pain treatment research. We included a total of 26 studies that enrolled nearly 5,000 people. Although some studies started out as randomized controlled trials, their long-term follow-up was uncontrolled. So, with one exception, all studies followed a series of patients who were prescribed opioids to see how they responded to the treatment over time. The other study was a randomized trial comparing two opioids. 12 research groups treated about 3,000 patients with oral opioids, 5 treated about 1,600 with opioid patches, and 10 treated 225 with opioids administered intrathecally by an implanted infusion pump. The patients in the trials had moderate to severe pain arising from causes including failed back surgery syndrome, osteoarthritis, or neuropathic pain. They had already tried non-opioid pain treatments. Most of the studies were explicit that patients with a history of substance abuse were not allowed to participate in the research. On average, just over 1 in 10 patients experienced side effects so intolerable that they stopped participating in the studies. Dropout was much higher for the strong oral opioids, where 1 in 3 stopped participating. No follow-up information on what happened to these patients after they dropped out of the studies was reported, including whether they continued opioids outside of the studies. Although a few serious adverse events were reported, most were minor and included fatigue, constipation, nausea, and urinary problems. In the transdermal and intrathecal opioids research, 6-8% of patients left the studies because of insufficient pain relief. About 10% of patients taking oral opioids did. Every study with pain outcomes reported clinically significant reductions on average between the baseline measurement and follow-up time of at least 6 months, but the extent of the pain relief and the way it was reported did vary. It's difficult to know whether the high dropout rates, especially in the oral opioid studies, mean that the pain relief seen in these studies is only applicable to people able to continue to take the opioids long term, rather than to everybody who starts them. In addition, there are only small amounts of sometimes inconsistent data on quality of life and function, so we're not able to say much about these outcomes. In summary, the strength of our conclusions is limited by the weaknesses in the existing research, especially the lack of control groups for long-term outcomes. Not everybody had treatment success, and unfortunately, the available data don't offer information that can be used to predict which people will benefit from long-term opioid treatment. This needs to be addressed in new research. Future research should rigorously examine long-term safety, about which there are still uncertainties, and consider the safety and effectiveness of long-term opioids in broader groups of non-cancer pain patients. There also needs to be work to find treatments for those who won't benefit or for whom the risks outweigh the benefits.
If you'd like to learn more about the treatments in the included studies and the outcomes of each piece of research, and to check for updates to this review as that new research gets done, you can find it at www.thecochranelibrary.com.